Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says Tamil Nadu has made a huge contribution in taking India forward in the space sector. President Draupadi Murmu says research and proficiency are crucial for increasing popularity of homeopathy. 10 newly elected Rajya Sabha members take oath. Delhi court dismisses Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking more time to meet his lawyers in judicial custody. IMD issues orange alert for rain in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh today. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that India is emerging as a power in the world today and Tamil Nadu has played a big role in this. Addressing a rally in Vellore today, Mr. Modi said Tamil Nadu has made a huge contribution in taking India forward in the space sector.
Bharat ko space sector mein aage le jane mein Tamil Nadu ka bahut bada contribution raha hai. Bharat ko मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में आगे ले जाने में तमिलनाडु का हार्ड वर्क रहा है. तमिलनाडु में बन रहा डिफेंस कॉरिडोर इस राज्य को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगा. तमिलनाडु के युवाओं के टैलेंट ने भारत के इकोसिस्टम को भी मजबूती दी है.
Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years, NDA has prepared the foundation for developed Bharat. Prime Minister said before 2014, our economy was weak and only scam-related news used to be there. He mentioned that Udaan scheme has improved the connectivity of the city.
Udaan scheme ke tahat ban raha Vellore ka airport jald hi pura ho jayega. Isse Vellore air connectivity ke map par aa jayega. Isse yahan padhne wale students ko bhi bahut help hogi. Chennai Bengaluru industrial corridor bhi Vellore se hokar guzar raha hai. Isse yahan ki connectivity modern hogi.
Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting in Vellore to support two NDA partners, Pattali Makkal Kachchi's Dharmapuri candidate Soumya Anbumani, as well as the New Justice Party's Vellore candidate A.C. Shanmugam, who is contesting on the BJP symbol. Meanwhile, All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam and Congress Party leaders are holding rallies in different parts of the state for the support of their candidates. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin is in Thani to garner votes for the Indy Alliance. Mr. Modi will hold a public meeting at Kanhan in Ramtek block of Nagpur district in Maharashtra this evening and campaigning for Mahayuti candidates. Shiv Sena Shinde group candidate Raju Parve is contesting from Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency for the first time, while senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is contesting from Nagpur Lok Sabha seat for the third time. West Nagpur MLA Vikas Thakare is contesting against him. Shyam Barve is the candidate of Congress in Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency and the Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi led by Prakash Ambedkar has announced its support for the Congress candidate in Ramtek. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will address a public meeting tomorrow at Indora in North Nagpur. Bahujan Samaj Party has nominated Yogesh Lanjewar from Nagpur and Sandeep Meshram from Ramtek. A total of 26 candidates are in the fray for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency and a total of 28 candidates are going to contest in Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency. BJP today released another list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Rajya Sabha MP Neeraj Shekhar from Balia Lok Sabha seat, while Neeraj Tripathi will contest from Allahabad and Jaiveer Singh Thakur from Mainpuri parliamentary constituency. Sanjay Tandon will be the BJP candidate from Chandigarh and SS Ahluwalia will fight from Asansol Lok Sabha seat in place of singer Pawan Singh. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today stated that this Lok Sabha election is a battle between two ideologies. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi claimed that on one side is the Congress, which has always united India, and on the other hand are those who have always tried to divide it. He said history has witnessed that the Congress has fought for the unity and independence of the country. The journey towards a pivotal change is extending the voting rights to the transgender community of India was not without enormous challenges. The story echoes the struggles and triumphs of the community. A report.
In the annals of India's legal history, April 2014 marked a watershed moment where the Supreme Court delivered a landmark judgment recognizing trans persons as the third gender by law. The genesis of this battle traces back to 2003 when the Madhya Pradesh High Court nullified the election of transgender Kamla Jan to the post of Mayor of Khatri. In 2004, advocate A. Rajni and transgender activist Priya Babu embarked on a journey to challenge the status quo by filing a petition in the Madras High Court, seeking voter identity cards for trans persons. Despite the challenges, justice prevailed. This landmark victory not only bestowed upon them a tangible symbol of citizenship, but also heralded a shift in societal attitudes. Subsequent developments such as the inclusion of transgender needs in political manifestos and the establishment of welfare boards underscored the transformative power of inclusive policies. While many transgender candidates are contesting for elections and turning up to cast their votes, the Election Commission of India has acknowledged and is working to raise awareness and expand the scope of inclusion. As the 2024 Lok Sabha elections loom, over 48,000 transgender individuals are eligible to vote. As the transgender community continues to navigate the complexities of electoral participation, their journey serves as a poignant reminder of the resilience and determination for equality and justice in India's vibrant democracy. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In our state profile for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, today we are presenting you details about the Aurangabad constituency of Bihar. This Lok Sabha segment encompasses three assembly constituencies, each from Aurangabad and Gaya districts. Total of 9 candidates are in the fray in Aurangabad Lok Sabha seat. More from our correspondent.
In Aurangabad parliamentary constituency, more than 18 lakh voters will decide the electoral fortune of 9 candidates, including one female. Except Aurangabad, rest of 5 assembly constituencies of Gurua, Tekari, Rafiganj, Kutumba and Imamganj under this parliamentary segment are Naxal affected. From NDA, the BJP candidate and sitting MP Sushil Kumar Singh is trying his luck record 8 times from this seat. The RJD, which has taken this old seat of Congress in a seat-sharing agreement, has fielded Abhay Kushwaha, who is contesting his first Lok Sabha election. The main contest is likely to take place between BJP and RJD. In political equations, out of 6, the 4 assembly segments of Aurangabad Lok Sabha seat are presently held by RJD and Congress. Seats of Imamganj and Tekari are represented by Hindustani Awam Morcha, which is the part of NDA. During the poll campaign, the BJP is enumerating different development works done under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while the RJD is raising the issue of unemployment, special status to Bihar and lack of development of the region. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
President Draupadi Murmu said that research and proficiency are crucial for increasing the popularity of homeopathy, and there was a need for authentic medical research to validate the effectiveness of homeopathy. President Murmu was speaking on the occasion of a 2-day homeopathic symposium being held in New Delhi today to mark the World Homeopathy Day. President Murmu praised the global acceptance of homeopathy as an accessible treatment method and applauded various institutions.
Homeopathy chikitsa paddhati ki swikaryata tatha lokpriyata ko aur adhik badhane ki mein research aur proficiency ki mahatvapurna bhumika rahegi. भारत में होम्योपैथी के प्रचार प्रसार में योगदान देने के लिए मैं केंद्र सरकार के आयुष मंत्रालय सेंट्रल काउंसिल फॉर रिसर्च इन होम्योपैथी नेशनल कमीशन फॉर होम्योपैथी नेशनल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ होम्योपैथी तथा ऐसे अन्य सभी संस्थानों की सराहना करती हूँ.
President also expressed confidence in healthcare professionals' efforts and said this would contribute in building a healthy and prosperous India.
स्वस्थ व्यक्ति ही स्वस्थ समाज का निर्माण करते हैं. स्वस्थ समाज के आधार पर स्वस्थ राष्ट्र का निर्माण होता है. इस आयाम पर हमारे देश में निरंतर प्रगति हो रही है. स्वस्थ और समृद्ध भारत के निर्माण में हेल्थ केयर से जुड़े आप सभी लोगों का महत्वपूर्ण योगदान रहेगा. मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि स्वस्थ समृद्ध और विकसित भारत के निर्माण में आप सब अमूल्य योगदान देंगे.
The two-day event themed Empowering Research, Enhancing Proficiency is being organized by the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy. 10 newly elected Rajya Sabha members today took oath. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to them at the Parliament House in New Delhi today. These include Mayank Bhai Jayadev Bhai Nayak of the BJP, Milind Murli Devada of Shiv Sena Shinde, Runika Chaudhary of the Congress, Ramjilal Suman of Samajwadi Party and Shagarika Ghosh of the TMC. A Delhi court has dismissed an application moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal seeking more time to meet his lawyers during his judicial custody. Special Judge for CBI and ED cases Kaveri Baveja dismissed the application saying that there is no sufficient grounds to grant the relief. The ED had opposed Kejriwal's application saying special privileges cannot be extended to him merely because he wants to run the government from inside the jail. The ED opposed Kejriwal's prayer for 5 meetings with his lawyers every week, saying it is against the jail manual. The court had on April 1st sent Kejriwal to judicial custody till the 15th of April in the money laundering case linked to the excise policy scam. Meanwhile, BJP held a protest in New Delhi today, continuing with its demand for the resignation of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal over the alleged liquor scam. Party workers led by Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva raised slogans in support of their demand. Mr. Sachdeva told media that after rejection of his plea on the liquor scam by Delhi court yesterday, Mr. Kejriwal has no right to continue as the Chief Minister and he should resign immediately. Nineteen Indian fishermen who were freed from Sri Lankan prisons reached Chennai today. 21 fishermen from Ramanathapuram district went fishing on 2 boats on the 17th of March. Their boats are said to have trespassed into the international waters and were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy. They were produced before the Jaffna court. One fisherman who was rearrested for trespassing was given 1 year imprisonment. Another fisherman was also given 6 months imprisonment by the court. The others were released and were handed over to the Indian High Commission authorities. All the 19 fishermen reached Chennai by flight. Now moving on to Jammu and Kashmir, where the festival of Eid-ul-Fitr is being celebrated across the Union Territory today with religious fervour and gaiety. The Lieutenant Governor, Manoj Sinha, has also extended Eid greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid-ul-Fitr. In a message, Mr. Sinha said that the day inspires us to dedicate ourselves to the service of humanity and further wished good health, happiness and prosperity in everyone's lives. IMD has issued orange alert in parts of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh today. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall and isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 50 kilometers per hour speed over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Maharashtra till the 13th of this month. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Punjab Kings by 2 runs in a thrilling match at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Stadium. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says Tamil Nadu has made a huge contribution in taking India forward in the space sector. President Draupadi Murmu says research and proficiency are crucial for increasing popularity of homeopathy. 10 newly elected Rajya Sabha members take oath. Delhi court dismisses Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking more time to meet his lawyers in judicial custody. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to take on Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.